It's me, Dan, from Harmontown. You can hear episodes of our show and 30 others before anyone else on TuneIn First Play. The TuneIn app is a free mobile audio app available across iOS, Android, and Windows. Podcast superfans get even more from their favorite shows. For 4 weeks, new episodes of Harmontown will be available a full 24 hours early, exclusively on TuneIn. Podcasts will release their new episodes early, including feral audio shows like Drinky Fun Time, Dome People Town, and Now. TuneIn is also full of content like live sports, news, music, and audiobooks. Get the next episode of Harmontown right now at the TuneIn app at tunein.com/Harmontown.
Welcome here to Twisting the Wind. My name's Donnie Jeffcoat, and you know how this works. You just put it on. It's like a fucking mask, bro. It's like a fog mask, yeah. Jesus H. Crisp. Get ready to shack my freaking duck. My duck. We got Casper Dan tuned up in here. Donnie Jeffcoat in the house. I'm going to be giving out some tip flips, some wish kits, all sorts of blending boxes. You got that. I want to do some big old thanks here to all these special donations that rolled in. You're doing it right, baby. You're supporting it. How's it feel? How's it feel, yo? How's it feel to put that on, huh? How's it feel to put that sweetness on your body? You put that sweetness on your brain and your body. Welcome to the R&D station. Yeah, all right. Give a big old thanks out there to my boy, Donnie Jeffcoat. Thanks for spraying that intro all over the place. This is it. You're inside of it, Twisting the Wind, number maybe 20, 19, something like that. We're double digits. We are. Feels pretty great. Small echo, small sounds, big sounds. All sorts of really good things going to come on here. We got some scone bricks lined up, some full-on tit flips. Some got some donated wish kits, which we're going to be playing out here later. Jesus Crisp is going to step into the station and do a blowdown. And I think we might have even a step on from Casper Dan Tune. He's full of some wicked liquids that are going to do a full down spray and probably blast him up over the lake until there's nothing left, okay? We got Scoutmaster General. He's going to pull up here in his Scoutmaster International car with no floorboards. He just does a hover station. It's like a chicken wire float. Chicken wire double float. He's going to spray on down here, probably drive through the ditch, get stuck, push the car up the hill, and do it again tomorrow. It's like a sophistication. you know what I mean? It's sophistication. It's when you have to do stuff over again, but it's just for fun. You know, it's like snowball fights in the winter. Speaking of snowballs, guess what? Right now, Twisting the Wind is coming to you from a new location. Not that it matters, because wherever you're listening to it is where the location it's coming from, because it's coming from wherever the sound is coming from, what's making the sounds where you're listening to it from. So, probably a speaker, more likely headphones, because all you people listen to stuff on headphones for some stupid reason. Hey, oh man, this is a divergent zones right now. I've got two ideas. I'll just lay this first one on you. Maybe I've talked about this before, I probably have, but when you get a chance to listen to your music on speakers, it matters. It makes it sound better. Okay, he just said that. Great. Thanks. Yeah. Just say that. It does, though. Because it mixes with the air and it does things. It's like natural light. You know, you got to have some natural light sometimes. And speaking of natural light, speaking of snowballs, currently I'm in a room that has no natural light because it is soundproof. Did you hear that? It could have been the sound of a triple gunshot murder, but it wasn't. But it could, because this is a soundproof room. So I have this little box, has no windows, on my property. Not my property, on the property in which I live. On the location, the square, the hectare of my sleeping destination, that is a soundproof box. And it is it's conducive to making sounds. Not that these sounds we're making right now are all that loud, but still. So that's gonna, I think that might color things a bit differently here on the TT Dub Zone. It might. This wind tunnel might sound different. Maybe you can tell. Maybe you're an audiophile and you can say, hey, his voice sounds different because it's bouncing off of a drywall 2659 with a, yeah. Some people can do that, you know? Well, thank you for listening so much. Thank you so much, everybody who's donated. And thank you so much for buying stuff, recommendations, or buying anything through our Twisting the Wind Feral Audio Amazon portal. We get a little kickback from that stuff, and it's nice. I hope that my recommendations of music aren't too didactic and shitty, and that it's something that you're enjoying. It's a weird thing, because some of the stuff I'm like, I would be insulted if someone told me. No, I'm not insulted. I'd just be like, come on, man. I know about this. Come on, man. Hey, dude. Yeah, I know about that band. All right. What was the album called again? Yeah, okay. So I don't know. I don't want to be doing that. But there's some stuff where I'm like, man, if I had been in the dark about this thing and someone told me about it, I would be blown away. Sound really has a thing. Something about sound. I don't know what it is. There's something very special about the way things sound that pretty much beats any type of therapy of any sort. Whether your therapy is golfing, massage, conversation, knitting. Something about having that sweet sound blasting out. That is just, and it's a daily dose of that shit to leave you comatose. It's not comatose. Actually, that's a Wu-Tang clot. It's a clot. You know, it's a clot. It's a clot of cloch. It's a cloch boch brooch. It's a cloch brooch. If you like brooches, then you're going to love these new poaching brooches. They're made by poachers for broachers. If you hit your head on the roaches, you'll know what we're talking about here. Donnie Jeffcoat's going to send us into the music section.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Johnny, man. Thanks for having me back here. Dude, I fucking love doing this, dog. It's like my I don't know what you call it. My steez, yeah. Yeah, so we went down to, Jennifer and I, we were hanging out this past weekend. Yeah, you know how it is, you know, like, her mom is like been in and out of the hospital, so it's kind of like rough for her right now. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm not bringing up any of the stuff we used to talk about. So yeah, we went down to Temecula for a couple days, just hanging out. Her uncle has a sweet piece of land out there. I know. That's why I said, yeah. I was like, what? What do you mean? And then you pull around this hill. It looks like crap, right? Just a bunch of fucking, like, busted-ass ficus trees. But you pull around there, and it's like, whoa, it just opens up. It just really opens up. It's like this little, like, dip. It's almost like a dish. It's like a dish, kind of, you know what I mean? Like a little, like a dipper dish. And we just hung out there. They've got this super shallow lake. You can lay down on your back in the middle of the lake, bro, and still breathe. I mean, sometimes, it used to be, I guess, back in, like, the 70s, you take, like, this bamboo straw and you breathe through it. But, you know, I guess you're cool now because of global warming. Or maybe, no. It's, like, seasonal, yeah. So we did that, and things have been real cool. You know, everything, I've just been driving a lot. I'm doing errands now for this company that does, I don't know. They didn't tell me, but sometimes I'm like, hey, bro, just don't tell me. I don't want to know, you know. It's, like, neither here nor there. At the end of the day, all things being equal, it's just it's a wish in a bucket, and I don't want to have a hole in it. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Here it is, friends. There it is, Friends of This. That's a new little piece of intro musical song for Twisting the Wind musical section, which you just landed here, okay? That's a little something there again from my friend Steve Ernest, courtesy of his guitar and his recording stuff. Okay, I'm going to make it brief here, all right? Is that okay if I make it brief? I'll make it brief. We got a lot of stuff to get into here. I don't want to get on the road and roll it around a little bit here, okay? This is a band called The Stranglers. They're from England. They're great. They're rough and tumble, man. They kind of are in that late 70s, early 80s punk thing that happened. Remember that? Remember when that happened? And all those guys were punk, and it was really cool, and there was leather, and, you know, they had cool hair and shit. Well, these guys are from that era, but they're a little different, I say. Because they have this crazy organ shit going on, and also bass that doesn't sound like your typical bass, is it's just everywhere. It's going crazy. It's big time. It's a big town. It's a big old town there. This is from their album Radis Norvegus. It's called Goodbye Toulouse. You might know the Stranglers from that song Golden Brown, which is kind of a big hit of theirs. It's with the harpsichord, very mellow song. You know, good to draw on your high school coloring book on a rainy day in November. But a lot of their stuff is just wicked, speeded out. Thrash. To me, it's not thrash, but it's like, it's heavy duty. And by calling it heavy duty, it's probably the dumbest, stupidest thing I've ever said about the band. A lot of speed. I think there's probably a lot of mods and, punkers and, back in Manchester, taking a lot of speed, taking some blues, listening to the Stranglers because it's heavy duty. I said it again. Okay. Sorry. I'm gonna play the song. Here it is. Goodbye, Toulouse. Recommendation sent. That's Goodbye Toulouse, The Stranglers, off of Radis Norvegus, which I believe is just Norwegian Rat. That's the name of those rats that are fucking everywhere now. That's that. Okay, moving forward here. This is a guy named Dillinger. This is a guy from Jamaica. Does reggae music. He's a DJ. That's the thing. I wish there was a better word to say instead of DJ, because it doesn't mean what we people in America now think of as DJ. Like, Big Youth was a DJ. So was iRoy and URoy. All these guys talking, singing DJ. So they would, like, sing over classics or sing and talk. They're basically rapping, but it's before rap. And people always say, oh, rap came out of New York with the fucking DJ Kool Herc and all this crap. But it came from Jamaica. It definitely came from Jamaica. I want to get in an argument about it. Who wants to get in an argument with me about it? I'll explain it. I don't want to do it right now because no one's here. It's just me. It's just me and you, but I can't hear what you're saying right now, so sorry. This is beside the point. Dillinger's fucking amazing, amazing guy. Kind of a genre, a little bit outside of the typical genre of this kind of stuff. This is from an album, a compilation, I believe, called Cocaine in My Brain. So that says a little something about it. There's not so much weed as cocaine in Jamaica here at this time. Cause there's a definite influence of disco in the music of Jamaica at the time, the reggae of the day. And you can hear it and it's awesome. It's so rad, bro. Okay. This is a song called Funky Punk. And it's very long. It's not very long. It's 6 minutes long, but that's a long time for a song like that, you know? And it's along for those kind of guys, and it's really great. It's just ripping. It makes me want to listen to it over and over and over until I die.
It's funky punk, 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 punk. This is your boss DJ coming your way. Get on down. Get on down.
That funky punk, yo. Dillinger, that whole album is just stunning, man. It's so, so great. He does so much great stuff. It ventures into some dub territory and all that. But he, you know, it's basically DJ. It's DJ Reggae. His real name, Dillinger, Lester Bullock, born June 25th in 1953 in Kingston, the capital of Jamaica. That's what it sounds like when I say that kind of stuff. Yeah, Dillinger. That's a cool thing that happened in Jamaica. It was all these dudes who named themselves after badasses in America. So obviously, Dillinger's named after John Dillinger, the gangster, the murderer's gangster. There's a guy named Clint Eastwood. That's what his name is. That's just what he calls himself. And he's a DJ, singing DJ, reggae guy in Jamaica. Clint Eastwood. There's a guy named Lone Ranger, also ridiculously amazing. And it's not like there's any... Something that happens in Jamaica that doesn't happen in America, where it's like, it's just okay to do that. That's your name. You've given yourself that name, and copyright doesn't work the same way there. You're not stealing from them. It's like an homage. And it's also a thing where you're making it your own, because obviously he's not John Dillinger. It's summoning up that power of that name, of that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's summing up that power of the name. It's invoking it. That's the word. It's an invocation of badassness. And I think all those guys do it. Some of them don't do it. I mean, the original guy to do it was this guy named King Stitt, the ugly one, who used to call himself Lee Van Cleef, because this is just going to get so off topic here. But these guys they really liked to watch Westerns a lot. That's a big thing in Jamaican culture, is watching American, or I guess also Italian Westerns, and some of these guys got really obsessed with those characters, Lee Van Cleef being one of them. Yeah. Check it out, guys. Go down that, spend some money on R&D and check it out. Personal R&D. Your drug companies spend a lot of money on R&D, so why don't you? They're profitable as hell, right? Those drug companies? Okay. That was music. Hope you enjoyed it. It's time to get down to the real matter of the pieces here, and then we'll step on out, okay? Whoa.
Pour obtenir des instructions en français, appuyez sur le 2.
Para obtener instrucciones en español, marque el 3.
To check your status, we need the phone number given when the order was placed.
I don't know.
What is...
Jason.
I'm sorry.
Jason.
I could not locate that number.
I don't know it. I don't know it. Come on. Let's go.
Please stay on the line, and the next available agent will be happy to help you.
You got it.
Thank you for calling. My name is Sarah. May I have your phone number so I may better assist you?
Hey, yeah, my phone number is 323-401-9000. Right. So, how you doing today? How's it going on there?
Too.
I'm sorry. I was talking over your answer. What was that again? Go ahead.
Do you have an account with us?
An account? No, I don't have one yet. I'm just thinking about that idea right at this moment, you know.
Oh, so you're looking to purchase the unit?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think it might fit in.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Kevin. How about you? Your name was Sarah?
Yes.
Hey, that's a good name. Did you put an H on the end of that or no?
No.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to spell that. I'll tell you right now. That's the wrong way.
Now, Kevin, do you have a last name?
Oh, yeah, it's Tipcorn, Tipcorn.
And would you like to provide an email address?
Oh, I got one. I don't remember what it is, though. You know what I mean?
No problem. Yeah. How may I help you?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out and see if this is going to be a good thing to fit into what I'm doing. Pretty much it, yeah.
Okay, what unit are you looking to buy?
Well, maybe you could describe some of those units, and I'll say yes, and we can maybe delve into that division a little further. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what you... What, there's so many units.
Hold on one second. Well, I wanted to get something that's super powerful. What's the most powerful one you got there?
Well, what is it? We have... has a million products.
Really?
We have steam cleaners, we have vacuums, and Ninja products.
What's a Ninja?
It's basically like a blender.
Oh, okay. It's like a magic bullet, but faster.
Well, that's a dirty word around here.
Magic bullet? Oh, no. <Yeah. laughs> You ain't talking about the Kennedy assassination either, are you?
Pardon?
The Kennedy assassination, you know, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he was a president and got shot.
Oh, okay.
He was in Dallas on a parade route, and this fella shot him up in the book depository window. But there's theory out there called magic bullet theory.
Oh, wow.
Because the way they look at this is like, there's no way Oswald got off those shots, you know what I'm saying? You know, you heard about this before?
I'm from Canada, sir.
Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, well, what happened was we had a president. He was the president of the United States of America. He was a nice young Catholic feller from out east, married a lady, Jacqueline Bouvier, real high, mighty blue blooder type.
Yeah.
And they had the presidency on lockdown. It was going good. People liked him. He didn't wear a hat. He was like a new style guy. He didn't wear a hat. And a lot of people say that's the reason men don't wear hats now. You know how gentlemen back in the day always have a hat? That was like a standard issue. But this Kennedy feller, he didn't wear one. You know, much the same way you see Barack Obama not wearing a tie. You never noticed that?
Yeah. Well, no, I never noticed that.
Well, he doesn't wear a tie that often. He's kind of, he takes it casual. He'll put a suit coat on, but he'll just have that nice, crisp, white shirt on. No tie. Wow.
And I so, never
that. Well, now you do, didn't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, so this Kennedy feller, he didn't wear a hat, and that kind of contributed for the lack of firing of the hat wearing. But so this guy, he's in a parade route, and he's on down there in Texas. That's where I'm from, and he gets shot dead, and his brains get blown off the back of this limo, and you know, he's the president. This is one of the first times in modern era that a president of a first world country has been assassinated in public. And that's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal.
So you tell me, you never heard about that?
Oh, I've heard about it. I just didn't know about the bullet.
Okay. Well, there's a thing called the magic bullet theory. So here's what I say. You want to talk about the magic bullet around the office place? You just say, I'm talking about the Kennedy assassination, y'all. I ain't talking about that inferior product that is leaky and cheap and just hoo-dog.
Exactly. Now, how may I help you with our product?
Well, your product, where in Canada are y'all?
Well, our home base is in Montreal. But
Montreal, all right, okay. They got a lot of Quebecois up there. a lot of that poutine, am I right about that?
Yeah.
You ever eat that poutine?
I love poutine.
Yeah, poutine. I learned that from somebody who told me there's a different word. It sounds like it, called poutin. And that's not the same meaning of that. It's a different.
No.
It's a derogatory word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you say that wrong, one of those Quebecois will come out there and take that knife they use to slice the smoked beef, and it'll cut you down.
How may I help you with your unit, sir? Or what unit you would like to purchase?
How may you help me with my unit? Let me think about
this.
Yeah,
what type of unit would you like to purchase? Are you thinking about purchasing?
I just want to stick with my unit I got right here, but I guess I could use an additional unit, do some more works. I want something that's going to take butter and just change it. Change it real fast.
I'm sorry?
I want something that's going to take a good hard stick of frozen butter and change it up, like real fast. Cook it down.
What do you mean by, like a blender?
Something that'll blend it so fast it'll cook.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we don't have that, sir. But if
you
want to take a look at, we have websites. If
no
you weren't
way.
Sure about what unit you might be interested
okay,
in.
Okay, all right.
We have NinjaKitchen.com.
You heard about this thing called the Vitamix? What is that?
I'm not sure. That's not my product.
Yeah,
there.
That's insane. My friend, I got a friend, Doug Lussenhop. You know this guy?
No.
Well, he's about to be talking to me here a little later. He's got one of these things. He's all about it. He's all about the kitchen appliances. Like, got this, puts it in there, spins it around, and cooks it. He's got a juicer. And he does the juice, you know, put like carrots and ginger and all kinds of all sorts of nasty, nasty foreign vegetables into there. Do you do that?
What I can do is I can redirect you to one of our websites.
Right, right.
Because if you don't know what you were actually wanting to purchase, there's really nothing I could do to help you.
Right. I'm just not too much into the website thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, but
I don't have a real.
No, I don't know what you are looking for.
You don't know what I'm looking. Yeah, Jim.
If you do find a product though that you really are interested in,
I was really interested in. Yeah, I was. Well, that's what I want to try to get down to that here. If you could tell me.
It is a .com, sir.
Well, here, that's the thing. I just don't do well with webs. I'm not a spider. I am not a spider.
Okay, well, you could go into our different retail stores, like Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and they have them there as
well. Can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend?
Well, it just depends on what you want.
Do you use any of these in your personal life?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the best you found?
If you're talking about kitchen products,
yeah, kitchen.
We have our mega kitchen system.
Hmm. Got it. Kitchen systems? Okay. Well, what does that do?
I'm sorry?
What does that do?
Well, it's a blender or
a blender,
food processor.
Do you think Doug would like this?
I'm sorry?
This is a gift. I'm looking for a gift.
Oh, you're looking for a gift?
Good old GIFT, you know, for an FRIEND.
Yeah, no, it would be a great purchase for a gift, especially if they have, like, say, a family.
Yeah, he's got a family, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's on our website as well. You can also check that pool. We have a pool book area.
Okay, I'm going to try. Can I write that down real quick? Hold on. I'm going to put you on. One step right back. All right. Hold on. Here we go. What was that again? Tell me one more time.
I'm sorry?
Just tell me that one more time.
Tell you what, sir.
Hi, this is Chad Abelmrod.
This is Casper Dantoon.
And today's show of Radiolab is brought to you by...
No, it's Radio Crab, actually.
Oh, this is Radio Crab.
This is okay. Radio Crab. That other show's already been taken.
Okay.
True.
Radio Crab?
Yeah.
It's a beach show. We're here at the San Fernando Beach House. That's pretty great. There's a lot of wonderful people. Hey, Margaret. Hey, how you doing?
This episode is
wonderful
taped
place.
Live in front of a beach audience. But.
Well, it's a lot of sand. If you could count the grains of sand that we've seen, then we would know pretty much how long we've been here.
I brought my drops tonight.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, this is Doug. Actually, this is not Chad Abelmrod.
No, this is Doug Lussenhop. This is he's a friend of the show. He's a
friend of the show. First time, second offender.
Oh, second,
that's great.
First time, repeat offense.
I brought some drops.
You brought some coffee.
On my show, I do a podcast too, and
right.
I do drops.
Why don't you tell them the name of it?
It's called The Champs.
It's called The Champs. It's on the internet. It's available on all
swag.
Internets. Except China.
Thechampsyo.com, I think, has... I think that's like our website.
Are you in China or no?
I'm so... No, we don't go to China. No, actually, that has nothing to do with anything.
You know, do they allow you? Because the Chinese have a limited web access. I wonder if maybe the champs are considered...
Oh, do they allow the champs?
Champs are considered... if they're approved speech, approved government speech.
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be a great podcast, huh?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a curse. Hey, play that little song, that Welcome Back song. I like that.
Where is that?
That was fun. That was sort of, it was about what's happening, because you're welcoming back.
Oh, you mean like this one? Okay.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
But, you know, that question is kind of a...
I don't think it's a question. I think it's like,
it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Because I already said I'm here, and then it's like...
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Unnecessary.
Guess who's back?
It's not necessary to ask that question.
Listeners,
I'm here already. Jeez.
If you can guess who's back, you will win a free Twisting the Wind tote bag that is yet to be designed.
Do it live! Fuck it!
That's O'Reilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I kind of miss O'Reilly. I feel like he's not
old,
as...
Old O'Reilly?
Bill.
What do you mean you miss him? Why don't you tune in? He's probably like the number one show on
TV. He's not, though. He's not. He's not getting...
Look at the ratings, buddy.
I'm telling you. You can look at the ratings anytime, and Bill O'Reilly is not the firebrand that he once was. He's kind of a moderate in some
sense. I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Oh, man, he's pissed.
Really, he lets other people talk now?
I think he just doesn't have the pull that he used to have. He's not as far right as a lot of those other guys, so he's not as extreme.
Hold on a second. Let me try something here.
Yeah. Ooh, it's an audio
sound. Pow! I just crapped my pants.
Oh, what is that, crap your pants coffee?
Well, that's Marc Maron.
Is it really?
I just like to do
he
other
does
people.
Say that.
I like to just.
Does he say I crap my pants a
he
lot?
I just shit my pants.
Ah, I just crap my pants.
But that's a good coffee, though, when you shit your pants, though, right?
It's not.
It triggers your doo doo.
When it gets to that diuretic
Don't
super
you know?
Speed.
Like,
we should talk about our butter coffee we've been trying lately.
Yeah.
I dipped into it,
Doug. I feel like people talk about it on so many other podcasts.
They do? What else? Who cares? What? The JRE? What else?
That's Are you happy now?
That's the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, I do it. I heard this guy on the Joe Rogan
podcast?
Experience podcast.
Right, so this guy named the Bulletproof Executive. That's not his name, but
yeah, that's
calls
like his website.
That's his moniker.
And he does this coffee.
He's a dietitian.
He claims that he hacked his body. He's a biohacker,
mm-hmm.
And he made this coffee. You know, sometimes Joe has some interesting guests on there. That's why I like his show. You know, sometimes he's got some shit guests.
Can I tell you something?
Most of the time, it's an interesting guest.
I heard about this guy not from the JRE. I heard about him because Mark Fraunfelder of Boing Boing, I got a little email discussion about how he makes his sauerkraut, because I took his recipe to make my own sauerkraut. He changed his recipe and asked him why, and he said it's because he's been reading the Bulletproof Executive and he's all worried about
mycotoxins.
Which, if you don't know, mycotoxin means like... fungus, spores, mushroom.
Some kind
toxin.
Of like toxin that
well,
myco is in
means,
food.
Myco means fungus, so.
Fungus.
You're like a mycologist,
toxins.
You're a.
And
fungus.
Apparently, a lot of coffee has these mycotoxins, and this guy claims that he makes this coffee.
Without it.
It's done in a way that it's almost eliminates that, or it's you know, a very low amount of those.
But here's my question.
Here's the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think for the listeners, we should say that the coffee, that this Bulletproof coffee, what you do is you put like a shit ton of butter in there.
2 tablespoons for a serving.
Yeah.
Which is quite a bit.
So like 2 cups, you put like 2 tablespoons
like
and a bunch of coconut oil.
Yeah.
And you blend it.
I put very little coconut oil because I can't handle it.
I put so much.
It makes my throat feel like it has a little like I've swallowed something with little sharp things on it. Like I have hair on my throat. Yeah.
You got to get the...
I got the same stuff you did. I got the low heat, expeller pressed, virgin,
okay.
Touched by hippie dicks before it gets put in the can. You got the real deal.
I find this fascinating.
Is that Huel?
I think that's Dr. Phil.
Oh, it is Dr. Phil. You can hear the jowls flapping.
You are very stereotypical.
Oh, God, I am. I have a question, though. I want to ask you
Do you like
question.
The coffee, though?
I like it a lot. It tastes very good.
Do you feel like the energy, you don't feel jittery?
I don't feel jittery, but I'm a big believer in the placebo effect, so I really don't know if my mind has decided that it works that way. But I guess I don't feel that jittery. I don't know, but I like to have something substantive.
One
for
thing
breakfast.
I do know is sometimes coffee makes me real jittery, and I feel like these like sharp pains in my chest. And
I get paranoid.
I'm like, shit, am I having a heart attack now?
Really? I get paranoid.
Is my veins clogged? But it's just the caffeine.
Yeah, it's caffeine. Caffeine is caffeine's one hell of a drug. But here's my question though.
Like a retard.
What?
I wish I knew the context in which he was saying that. Here's my big question though, Doug. Is that
yeah?
Okay, so let's say that coffee doesn't have any mycotoxin. Do you think that's the only coffee, or there's other coffees out there that don't have it, but just don't tout it?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that's what I want to know.
You just have to find out how it's...
It's mechanically processed, right?
Processed.
Some bullshit.
And, you know, I guess some of it is soaked in water.
It just
gets I'm not... I don't know.
But this
I
is
really
what
don't know. I just bought the shit and mixed it up and...
Doesn't it get in your brain, though? Doesn't it get in your brain? You start thinking about it a lot, and you're like... you start overanalyzing everything you're eating because you're thinking about it in terms of what one guy said, and you start... That's what I do. I always like, oh, this is supposed to be bad. What do you say? She said it. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
It's not working. Here it is. Homie.
Mac.
I hate retards.
She hates retards?
She hates retards.
Have you watched that show?
And then Dr. Phil was quoting her when he says this.
Like a retard?
Why would he say...
But I know what you're talking about because...
you know, it gets in your brain.
When I was on a flight like a month ago, I watched... they had, a selection of documentaries on the plane.
Oh, yes. Such a sweet
And I watched this movie. I watched this movie called Forks Over Knives.
Oh, I want to see this. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Oh, my God. It is, like, very compelling, very interesting
movie. It's like
movie
a Food Inc. type documentary, right?
About, it's just basically, like, okay, this guy had, like, diabetes and all these diseases and, like, high blood pressure. And he was taking, he had to, like, inject himself with drugs and take all these pills every day. And he, like, had a shit body.
You think maybe he was crazy a little bit?
No, but it was his, this is just one part of it. Basically, there's these two doctors that did these studies about food.
Right.
And they went to China. One guy went to China and analyzed all this data. Like, in some towns, there was, like, no heart disease, no cancer.
Right. It's all the
other towns, huge amounts of heart disease and stuff. And it turns out that both of these two doctors concluded that animal products are bad for you.
In general.
And you could... Basically, reverse this lady like had diabetes, and he reversed it by just changing her diet. All she ate was like plant based.
Really?
Food, yeah.
There's not much sugar in that. It's pretty low sugar.
Oh, no sugar.
Low sugar, low fat, low everything.
So I guess maybe there's some sugar, but
there's so many ways to go.
You don't just eat sugar.
There's so many ways to go.
And then I hear this other bulletproof executive, and this guy's
he's the opposite.
Shit tons of like grass fed beef every day.
Well, not just beef, but like fat, like the fattiest stuff.
Oh, the fat.
Goose,
more fat, the better.
Duck.
He's doing like lamb.
Yeah, this guy wants
which
to
which I don't.
Like,
I don't. I'm not gonna eat lamb.
Why
I never
not?
Eat lamb.
Oh, because it's baby. Because
it's
baby.
I don't know if it's baby.
It's baby.
That's, I can't. I'm not sure. First of all, I saw some lamb
right?
in New Zealand, and they're
so cute.
They're cuter than kittens.
I would love to have a lamb.
If you took
pet.
A kitten and a puppy, that would be a lamb. Seriously.
You're going to see this
one.
On the show notes section. We'll feature the a picture of a lamb and a video of a lamb to show you.
If you took a kitten and
I would
a
like to have a pet lamb.
You,
I'm a
you
big,
would have a lamb.
I'm a big fan of wool.
Would that be accurate?
Yes, it would.
I like wool a lot. I'd like to have a lamb so I could just pet it. Like pet it till it, just pet it and 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 pet it.
Wool is...
from sheep.
Oh, I bought this wool sweater from Patagonia.
Ooh, the
I
company?
Love it.
Or from the region.
No.
Because you're a global traveler, I figured
but
maybe you
on the little tag, it said made from wool, and it said it said something like,
we touch
thank you, sheep, for your noble sacrifice. Yeah, it had this weird kind of like,
they
but
love
I love
it.
That. I love that. They're like acknowledging that this came from an animal.
Yeah.
And, but you don't have to kill the animal for the wool.
You don't.
You just shave
you
them down.
You gotta make them cold, though. Maybe they like it. Though.
Well,
maybe
do them in the spring, and then they're kind of like, that feels nice.
You know what's funny is you were talking about that
they
documentary.
Like that sheep's like, yo, fade me up every week.
Fade me. Get a nice fade.
Get a nice fade. It's like bald
sheep.
At the legs, and then you kind of fade them up.
Tight fade on a sheep leg. Have you seen that documentary, Sweetgrass?
With a little like Mike Tyson like part in the top.
A little jagged, a little.
Yeah, that little like little bald
it's
like
little,
strip.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm
an afro
about.
Part. They don't do that anymore, do they?
They do.
Well, hipster guys do that.
I think they do, yeah.
But
what kind of hipsters? What level of hipster?
They
are we
call them like
here?
black hipster guys. You know, they'll do that.
Blacksters?
It's kind of like a blipsters. It's like a
blipsters.
Retro.
Yeah.
A retro kind of.
Well, isn't everything retro? All styles retro dog.
What are we talking about?
I was talking about the documentary Sweetgrass, which is about sheep. It doesn't have any talking in it, except for a cowboy yelling on the phone saying, I hate my job. I fucking hate these goddamn sheep. I'm fucking tired of them. I want to go home.
You know what? That is the worst New Zealand accent I've
ever heard. It's not New Zealand. It's supposed to be Wyoming.
Oh, they have sheep here too?
They do. This is actually the last drive.
I thank them for their sacrifice.
Me too, because I love you. I love you, Wool.
I don't. You know what else? I ate lamb before.
Uh-huh.
I had like a bite. There's something about it. It looks weird.
What?
The color of it's not right.
You're wrong.
Something about it is. I got me spooked. I'm spooked
you're,
about
you're
lamb.
Lamb spooked.
I'm spooked on lamb.
Maybe it's
that's
listeners.
That's a good title for this podcast.
Listeners, if you are also spooked on lamb, feel free to email me at twistingthewind@gmail, and I'll forward on your lamb spooks to Doug Lessenhop. If I deem them spookable. That's the email for the show. I thought I would announce that. Sorry. What are you going to do?
Oh, man.
I have a question.
Okay.
How was your... You recently were in Oceania, Australia, New Zealand area.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
It was great, man.
Have you talked about this a lot?
I'm for real, dumbass.
Are you done with talking about it?
No, let's talk about it. I don't get to talk about shit on my podcast. That's
you
why
don't?
I love coming on here.
Oh, cool.
I'm just like on my podcast, I'm just like the funny guy that chimes in every once every 10 minutes and I play the drops.
Would you say that Moshe and Neil both flap their gums considerably?
Oh, my God. I cannot get a word in edgewise? Cannot get a word in edgewise, for real. The other day, we did Marlon Wayans and Sean Wayans.
Oh, wow. That's a talk.
And I couldn't weigh in on this conversation.
Because you were already been weighed on.
Those guys were just like, I think Sean Wayans must have been high or something. He came in with his sunglasses on.
Maybe you know, it's just like has nighttime. That thing. He just got that that speech, that hyper speech, you know?
And they would, like in the beginning, you know, we just say, hi, this is Neil Brennan. I'm going to be performing at the...
The San Francisco Punchline.
At the goiter.
At Chippy's Docks.
Yeah,
Chippy's
and those guys wouldn't even let him even get a word out.
They wouldn't?
It was like a rap concert.
What were
everyone's
they saying?
On the mic screaming at the same time.
What were they all saying?
I don't know. You just
you
have
know?
To listen to
you
it. They're just know? Like, you know, they're just crack. They were nice. They're you know, they're just like hyped up and like psyched yeah. about being on a podcast.
Have they not been on a podcast before?
Google it.
I don't want to Google it. You Google it. You Google it.
Yeah, that's my nigga. He's awesome.
Who is that? Is that Brock?
That guy is the dude from like Odd Future.
Really? Which guy? There's like nine of them, right?
The main dude, you know, like
Tyler
the creator. Yeah.
Oh,
The creator.
I'm going to say it. I'm annoyed with those guys supremely. It's just,
oh,
it's
nice
just
pun.
So annoying.
Supreme.
Supreme? Oh, because they wear all
that
Supreme shit. Supreme.
Yeah, I'm not really...
I'm done with the children, man.
I'm not really... Maybe I'm too old. I don't understand what the...
You are too old, yeah. But also, it's okay to be too old. That was a good one.
But, though. You know, I feel like, you know, I am pretty old, but I'm on board with cool stuff.
Yeah,
I just
you
don't,
are.
Like,
don't like...
It's
you
just
don't
like a
youth
very,
culture?
Like, negative thing. Like, there's never very negative angle on
you
things.
Think so?
It's just like...
Was it worse than gangsta rap? That's pretty
negative.
Well,
I didn't like that either,
you didn't?
Really.
What about Wu-Tang Clan?
You know, I never really listened to Wu-Tang.
You ever listen to Wu-Tang? Wolf-Tang?
You know what? I don't even listen to a lot of hip-hop, to be honest
you don't,
with you
do
at
you?
All.
You're
it's
not
just,
a hip-hopper.
It's just this... I like happy music. Mm-hmm. It's not happy music.
I think sometimes it can be very happy, though.
I like that. It's like that 90s kind of like...
90s like... I wish it wasn't like Ski-Lo. You like some Ski-Lo.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite songs
Ski-Lo's
ever.
Ski-Lo's your jam.
Of any genre.
Of any genre.
That's my theme song to my life.
Is it? You wish you were a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. I
wish
I was
a
little taller.
I wish I had a girl who was good. I call her.
I wish I had a...
Rabbit in a hat.
Rabbit in
a hat
and a 64 Impala.
Then I would get with Leon something. She's my girl. I've listened to that song 1,000 times. I don't know the lyrics perfectly.
It's impossible to rap because I tried to learn it.
Learn to rap?
Because like there was like a karaoke night coming up.
Learn to learn
and I'm
Ski-Lo?
Like, I'm going to go up and kill.
With I Wish.
I Wish.
Yeah.
And I sat there and it is difficult.
It's difficult.
The flow is like insane.
That one's tough. So is Young MC's Bust a Move.
Bust a Move is a little easier. I could do Bust a Move.
Still a lot of words, man.
A lot of words.
Next day function. It's a brunching. Block a punk patoom patoom chunkin. With the feminine function. It's all these weird like...
You're standing on the wall like you was
Poindexter. You want to touch this girl? Her name's Dexter. She's a dude. She's extra rude. She's got some soup. It's a crudite move. Sir, can I get some crudite champignonis there,
can I
please?
Get a crudite Vegemite sandwich, please?
Hi. Did you have any
Vegemite? What's crudite?
Crudite, I think, is like a little...
You know, I'm kind of bummed. Okay, back to Australia. Yeah. I didn't have any Vegemite.
What
but
is
one
Vegemite?
Time, one day, there was some Vegemite sitting there, you know, like...
What is Vegemite? It's like fermented beef tongue or something?
No, it's some kind of yeast byproduct
yeast
of
cake?
Some other shit. You know, like, it's something you usually throw away, but they scrape it off the top and...
Because they're an island. It's all because they're an island.
Well, it is an island, but it's such a massive island. It's like saying...
But, you know, they gotta use what they got. Don't they? Don't they do that?
It's, you know what? They got it nice
don't
down there.
They,
I would love to move to Australia.
Where would you live? Melbourne?
Well, I haven't
Sydney?
Been... I've only been to Melbourne?
Caraca?
Sydney. And, what was the other
Bambara?
One
Bambara?
Brisbane?
Brisbane?
And Cairns.
Brisbane? Cairns? Cairns?
Carn. It's spelled C-A-I-R-N-S, but they're like Cairns.
Cairns. Cairns. Cairns.
Cairns.
What is the
it's
place?
It's Cairns, but what about they say
Perth?
Cairns.
Perth.
But I would go to Sydney.
Perth.
Oh, I haven't been to Perth.
Perth is on the far side, right?
That's like on the west side. We didn't go to the west side at all.
That's the nightclub area, isn't it?
No, Perth is like this kind of like remote hippie kind of like surfing.
Hmm.
Like very boring. It sounds
really?
Like it's kind of boring, but it's kind of awesome out there at the same time.
What's so great about Australia? What's so great about Australia?
I just feel like people are like happy down there. It just seemed like people were like well off.
You ever heard that Kink song?
You know? I only saw one asshole there.
Australia? What do you mean? What was he doing? Playing the didgeridoo?
Well, we were in a fast food place and he was mad with his order and he said, fucking packies.
Fucking packies?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fun word, packy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I never really knew that as a derogatory term, but then I'm like, I guess that is, you know.
It is.
Packies is like a specific thing that we don't really have in the States. We don't really call people packies here.
Well, it's because we don't have a lot of Pakistanis.
Yeah, they must say, it's like an English thing, yeah.
They have a lot of Arab, they have a lot of those immigrants of such.
Then fuck them, that's the way I feel.
Well, who's
I actually don't feel like that,
no,
but...
No,
so, yeah, there seems like nice people down there in Australia.
What was the best thing? Did you buy a didgeridoo?
No.
Why didn't you? Those are awesome. I'm going to go on record.
I can't play
you
that
You could learn
that
it.
Shit.
I could teach you. That's the key.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
The circular breathing?
Uh-huh. I was pretty good. I got one at the Renaissance Festival in Minnesota when we were in high school, and it was made of bamboo. We got it from a guy named Walter Ocean Ostend. I still remember this.
Well, here's why I didn't buy one, because you could probably go to Home Depot and buy like 8 feet of 2-inch PVC.
It's not the same, man. It doesn't have the sole. It doesn't have
that
beautiful
sole. Yeah, also, I'd have to pay an extra baggage fee, and I took 11 flights around that on that whole trip.
Wow. Qantas?
Qantas is a great airline.
I heard it's the best.
It's
nicest people, best amenities, best safety record.
I heard that.
Best safety record.
It did feel very safe.
It has the best safety record.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. At least it did for like 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'd fly. Yeah. I want to go back. They want to bring me back like in April.
April.
You want to come with?
I'll come with. Okay, here it is. Play. We have a sound we can play now. We've cemented this. Going back in April.
Stop. Ghetto time.
I'll go back in April. There's some.
Yeah,
New South Wales is down
I
want
to.
Right?
I'm trying to get. You know, all the shows went good. I opened up for Tim and Eric. We did some live shows.
AKA Tamanderick.
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 And
turmeric.
Turmeric. Turmeric.
Turmeric is a great spice.
And you know, they liked my. I didn't have any bad shows. They liked it all. They liked.
Isn't that the case
great
with
people?
The,
you know what? That's another reason I liked it.
Great people.
They're psyched about our. They like weird comedy. And
they're
like,
down.
They're down. They
they're
get
totally
it.
Down.
They get it down there.
Can you tell me? Isn't that the case with
girls are ugly though?
With Greg Turkington, didn't Neil Hamburger?
Huh?
Didn't Neil Hamburger? Greg Turkington didn't he? Isn't that the reason he started performing? Is because they. Had him down there, and he was like, what's the story?
I need to get the story straight from his mouth, but he did tell me he was born in Australia.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Up in, like, way out
in the
north.
Boonies?
In the boonies. Yeah, his parents, like, moved, and then he kind of grew up in L.A., I think.
And then Russell Crowe is his uncle, right? That's what
and I think he made some comedy records before he ever did stand-up. He just made them as, like, an experiment.
Yeah.
And then... I think he got these offers to come to Australia to perform. And then finally he was like, if you want me to come out there. And that's kind of how he got his live show started. Because I'm pretty sure that's how it's...
But they kind of, they really like were like, hey, we really want you to do this. He wasn't about it, huh? He wasn't really... Because most people stay away around. People want to perform super bad.
I think I heard the story once, and I think it was like, at first he was like, no, I'm not.
He was reticent. Hesitant?
Yeah, kind of like he didn't even consider performing. Right. Like, no, like, what? Nah, you're not serious. And then they kept persisting.
That's the best way.
He got less reticent.
Less reticent. You know, what's your guy you know who's big in Australia? He's a really funny comedian. Is it Graham?
Arj Barker?
Arj Barker, right.
I don't know him.
I thought you knew him.
I met him one time.
But isn't Arj huge in Australia?
Yeah, that's what I hear. He got a big...
He's got a hit on the head break.
I heard he like, you know, he went there and he kind of like hit, he got...
He hit rock
bottom. He caught on down there and ended up moving out there.
Well, he lived there.
So like before my trip, I was like, I had this fantasy like, they're going to like me and they're going to love my
They're
going
to give you an apartment.
I'm going to be like huge in Australia and I'm going to just...
So you're going to coast.
They're going to be like, we want Doug Pound back.
They do.
So it is kind of working.
It's working. You got to take time. Take the slow boat.
I also got asked to do this, the show in Wellington or somewhere in New Zealand. And it's called A Low Hum. And it's like a music festival.
What? That's a good name for it. A Low Hum.
Yeah. And it sounds really cool. It's like you just camp. So there's this music festival, right, called Aloham. And they don't announce the lineup.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
you just
good.
Buy tickets and you show up and they have like...
It's all credible.
I don't think that the lineup is like, you know, you're not going to have like Kanye and like...
Well, fuck Kanye.
Fucking like Tupac's fuck hologram Kanye. And shit. But
those guys are the worst. Kanye is the weakest.
I don't like Kanye.
No, but... Yeah.
Do you like him?
I like some
of
his music.
I feel like I'm the only one who does not... Every time I hear him rap, it just sounds really annoying.
I don't know. I like some of his music.
It sounds like he's whining and bragging.
Because it is. He is whining and bragging.
He's like a wine bragger.
Yes, he's a wine bragger.
He's like bragging... Like I like my bragging to be like ludicrous style, where it's like...
I got crazy papa goo-goo down.
Up to the ho-zone layer, kind of like having fun with it.
The ho-zone layer, he says that?
Yeah. But Kanye, he's just got this...
I just call him Kanye West. No, Kanye, well, yeah.
I don't want to be talking shit about Kanye.
Why not? Talk shit about Kanye. You know, I say we
because,
just don't...
you know, I don't really need to talk shit about anyone.
Let's just not talk about Kanye.
That's true.
Let's edit this.
Gator,
retroactive edit. I recognize that boy. God, I saw him in some commercial recently, and it's sort of like kind of disconcerting.
Kanye was in a commercial?
No, what's his name? Cable Guy.
Oh, I actually like the Cable Guy.
LCB?
Gator,
how long do you think he's done that? What's his longest get her done? Like 20 seconds?
Get her done.
Can you stretch it out to make it like... Get
her done. I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you.
I don't know who that is.
Who was that?
I don't know. That's why I said I don't know who that is.
It was me talking about Kanye.
Was that Larry the Cable Guy talking about Kanye? That would be a good feud.
I'm just talking about his music.
Wouldn't it be a great feud?
Kanye is a good producer, though. Nah,
let's just not talk about him. He doesn't deserve to be talked
about. That's true. Yeah, and also, here's the thing. I'm not really an expert on him.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to be an expert, Doug. You're an expert.
But I mean, maybe if I understood the depth.
Topic's closed. Play a sound.
I'm bringing it back open.
I'm closing it. As the host, I'm closing that topic.
The language on you.
Ooh. A little Gandolfini.
Blow your father
there.
With that mouth?
Man, Gandolfini.
The language.
The fuck you say to my sister?
Ooh, this is gonna be an X-rated podcast.
I can see that.
If you say fuck more than 1,000 times, you get kicked off iTunes. You know that?
Are you serious?
No. It would be cool. I think there's a profanity podcast.
Someone is back there in the iTunes like office
writing a program to count fucks.
Ooh, I have a really bad X-rated drop that I've never played on the champs.
Play it.
Sure.
Is it? It's your call.
If you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right?
What the hell is that? Is that Mel?
It's Mel Gibson.
Oh, God,
going
Mel.
On his wife.
I can't believe he said all that shit. He's such a fucking loon. What a loon he is.
You
He's nasty in those recordings. He just sounds like a bad. He's, you know, maybe I don't like some of Kanye's raps, but man, nothing's worse than Mel Gibson.
Mel. But he does it. It's just a nasty. He did a good job in Ransom.
Listen to this.
You gotta admit. You need a fucking soul.
You need a fucking soul.
That's a weird thing to say.
Okay, where do I start?
Okay, I'll get one. I'll get one, yes, I will. He's Australian, though, Doug, bringing it back home. Mel's Australian.
Yeah, listen to him. He's lost his
there's so, there's so
his
many
Australian soul is gone.
There's something about Aussie actors. They just infiltrate Hollywood. They're like, they have the access to the back door of Hollywood. It's ridiculous. It's so gross. I hate it.
Tired don't you feel like there's a lot of British guys, too?
There's more Aussies, I think.
I think there's more British guys.
Okay, maybe there's more, but per capita, there are more Aussies.
I think there's Aussie actors and British, like,
producers,
guys, like, getting
everything.
Rich off it. Because I'm on The Lot
You're
the other
lot.
Day.
What lot are we talking about here?
It's called The Lot. That's just where I work.
Why?
It's just called The Lot.
Why can't you talk about it?
I can talk about it.
Name names.
You know, when you just overhear like this like guy getting out of his Bentley.
No,
he's like,
sorry,
all right, mate, we're gonna be shooting it on Monday, and
we're
then
up there Monday.
We do some green screen.
Green screen.
And probably on Tuesday, and then we come under budget.
I worked with a British producer
once. And they're
just
running shit. They come to our country.
Mm-hmm.
We kick them out.
Do you know why?
Now they can come back here.
Get the fuck out of here. They come here because we have. In England, they work differently on productions. Like they have like 8-hour days, or maybe it's 10-hour days, and once it's over, it's done. They don't fucking go overtime. It's a much different model of production. It's not as like.
I know what you do to me.
He's just pissed because he loves her, right?
You make my life so fucking difficult.
See, this is why I can't ever have a wife or something.
Why?
I hear this Mel Gibson tapes scare me away.
Just don't leave voicemails.
I don't want to ever have to think that these nasty things.
Your dog wants to be held so bad. This is young bug.
What?
That's the best one. But that's a voicemail, right?
No, it's a phone call.
Okay, I thought it was a voicemail.
I don't have her side of the story.
I'm glad I don't know.
She's being very. I mean, she's recording them,
but so she's also just letting them rip.
She's being very reasonable.
She's
like,
letting them
she's
rip.
She's so calm. She's like.
You know why she's being calm?
You know, I'm in here because you told me to.
She's getting such good footage.
What?
Wait, I'm gonna do her and him.
You have no fucking soul.
Well, what do you want me to do? Our child is here. Why would you act like? Why would you yell at me in front of the child?
What? I need a woman.
He needs a woman.
Well, I don't know what you want. I mean, I'm trying to be a woman for you, but
she's trying, you know,
when you
so
come
hard.
Here, you yell around the child.
You yell around
the child. Need a fucking brain transplant.
Ooh,
well, I already had one.
A brain transplant.
I can't afford one because you don't let me spend any more money.
I need medication.
Well, then we can all agree on that.
We're going to do a quick pause here, and then we'll return with more Tales from the Side of the World.
It sounds like you're having a really great time listening to Twisting the Wind.
Oh, yeah, I freaking love it.
Oh, in that case, we'd love it if you would donate some of your treasure to us.
Okay.
No blood, just treasure, okay?
Like some money.
Yeah, that would be just great. That's going to allow us to keep making this show.
Oh, yeah, I got
when
that.
When I say us, I mean me and us and all of us together here, okay? Okay.
And we're back. Yep.
You'll be back?
Doug a Mug. I call you Doug a Mug. I think that's a good nickname.
Guess who's back?
Who's back? In the Keebler Elf House, it's Rob Jovi.
Hey, guys. This is Doug. I'm back.
This is Bob Jovi.
The podcast. And,
Bob Jovi. I want to play some songs. I want to play some songs for our listeners. Do you know what I realized you didn't do in your Doug Pounded album?
What?
You don't have credits listed by song. Like a true rapper. Like a true artist.
Actually, I kind of do.
You don't. I looked
do
on
mean?
The website. I looked on yours at Bandcamp. How do you have
it? Oh, if you buy the CD, it's all listed on the back. Your name's on there.
Yeah, who's buying the CD? It's MP3s, baby.
Actually, more people bought the CDs. You know why? They
really?
Like to have that CD. Like to have that signature. I write a custom message.
Custom message?
There.
What do you say? Back on the heart.
It's usually something dumb. I just kind of write.
Your friend Bob Jovi. Take a sip
of that coffee. I told a kid to, like, lick my dick the other day on Twitter.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah, because I thought he was being an asshole.
Why do you respond? You shouldn't even respond.
Well, no,
shit.
And then he goes, I just bought your CD. Will you write that on the CD? I said, like, lick my dick or something, and then I blocked him. But then right before I blocked him, he sent me, like, an at, like, ah, that's awesome. Will you write that on my CD? Well, I just bought it.
What was he saying that was bad?
It was him. It was, like, the same name.
What was he saying that was bad? He wanted your attention, Doug. These young guys, they want your attention. They want it.
They crave it.
They want that at reply.
I think I just said probably, like, not a good joke, and he pointed that out, and, you know.
I stumbled onto this weird corner.
Why do people got to be negative about that?
But you were negative. You said it's not a good joke.
I could look it up.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what happened.
We're going to pause real quick and look up this Twitter conversation. I found this weird
hole.
No, we're not at all. I found this weird section of Twitter once by accident. I think I saw Simon Cowell's Twitter. Simon Cowell is following all these weird, like bimbo chicks.
Get up off Twitter!
And a lot of them, he like follows them and replies to them. And
Simon Cowell replies to like fans.
Fans, but they're always like weirdo Twitter bimbos. Like, I don't know what you call them. They're sort of like cam whores in a sense, but they're not. It's hard to describe, but
like
basically
they're making duck face and
they're making duck face, but they're fishing for at replies from celebrities, right?
Uh-huh.
I've only had this happen one time, and it's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty sad.
There's definitely guys out there that troll.
They're fishing.
They troll.
But sometimes
Tim and
right. Well, there's trolls. This is different than trolls though, because trolls are being bad. This is like just like crazy bimbo fisher ladies,
uh-huh.
And they're fishing at Simon, and Simon will reply to a lot of them, and he'll follow them. And on these girls,
he'll follow them too. Huh?
On their profile, they'll have in the description. It says like at replied. Simon, I have the date. At replied by it's like they're fucking medals, they're badges, and they have them all listed, crammed in there, and like this weird lead speak to say all their at replies and the days they got. Like follow back by Simon Cowell, 11/5/10. That's so funny to see. It's really kind of creepy though.
Retweet that.
It's super creepy though. Do you think Twitter's gonna take over your life?
Hit me up on Twitter.
Twitter?
I don't know. I should try to be on Twitter more.
You should? You think so? What are you talking about?
I think I go on these runs where I do some jokes that I'm pretty proud of sometimes.
Your phone just broke, I heard. From you. That your phone broke.
Yeah, because I was tweeting too hard.
You over-tweeted it.
Yeah.
It's got 100,000 at reply max, and it just goes...
I made this great Thanksgiving joke, and...
And then you broke your phone?
I went to... And then my notifications were just like... It was just
skyrocketing.
Crazy.
What was your joke?
No, I don't... It didn't,
I bet it
no,
sucked.
I'm just kidding. It didn't. It just broke because of some other crap.
Well, how did your phone broke? Let's talk about
how did my phone
how
broke?
Did your phone broke?
My phone broke because it's a Samsung.
Right?
I don't have an
you
iPhone.
You had a problem with Samsung?
But you know what? I broke four iPhones, too.
You did. So. You have. You got to get that OtterBox case, man.
I need the OtterBox.
OtterBox, officially endorsed by Twisting the Wind. OtterBox Camo.
You should
Real
try to get
tree.
Sponsored by OtterBox.
I do. I want to get sponsored by OtterBox. I'll sing their praises till I die. Except the fact that the rubber around it kind of does tend to disintegrate a touch, and it gets a little floppy. It's a little floppy.
People like to make fun of me because I bought an Android. But
who makes fun of you? Duncan?
Well, Tim and Eric.
They make fun of you for
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, man.
Because, you know, they're...
They love making fun of you.
They just want me to fall in line and just be another... Sheeple sucking on,
sheeple
that
on that
Steve Jobs wang.
Steve Jobs decrepit, shriveling ground dick. I'm a dick sucker of Jobs. I have one. I've got
hashtag pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
Well, I'm
a sucker.
I'm currently using my eighth Apple computer to do these jobs with.
Eighth.
See, it's called Robot 8. I think I called the first one Robot. And then
I've never named my computers before.
I name them Robot. Now I'm on number 8.
Why do you name them?
I don't know. I called the first one Robot, and then I called the second one Robot 2, and then it just was like, I just kind of stuck with it. It's a little tradition of that only I know about. Mm-hmm. Well, now you know about it.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
The Twisting the Wind followers know about it.
Now look.
We all stick together.
Something might happen.
Happen.
I got Florida State University shorts that I wear all the time. in photographs.
Why did you go to Florida State?
They accepted me.
But who did you apply to?
I applied to a
law
school.
What was your college? What was your college applying process like?
I went way too. I thought I was going to go
far and wide. Did you just cast a wide net?
No, I was like, here's the deal.
Who was your top school? Where did you want
to
go and why?
I wanted to go to film school. And I wanted to go to either NYU or to UCLA or to UCSB or to USC or to fucking someplace in Chicago. I forget. It was like
Art Institute.
I don't know.
Northwestern.
I applied to 7 places. And the only place that accepted me was Florida State. I think Georgia Tech did too. But no, University of UGA. Someplace that I'm glad I didn't go.
Why did you apply to Florida State?
Because they have a film school.
Okay.
It's the worst film school, but it's a film school.
I went to film school. I went to Columbia College in Chicago.
You probably went to a much better film school. Actually, Florida State Film School, I think, is really good. It's very technical, though. And I just didn't like a lot of people who went there because they had no sense of humor, at least
Dude,
in my
me
experience.
Me too. I had, like...
They didn't joke.
I wasn't... It was... Like, all I did was, like, funny stuff. And everyone was, like, trying to be, like, Tarantino.
Well, that's kind of what film school does to you, I think. I think it makes you... It can do that to your brain. Is it makes you, like, want to be an auteur.
There was a lot of guys that were just, like... I don't know. They had like long hair parted in the middle.
Really?
And they were just not like a heavy metal guy, but more of like a
ponytail guy.
They just were like, I'm a director.
Like wearing socks with sandals kind of guy.
Like a scarf, long hair.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's being an auteur. You watch a bunch of French New Wave films in high school,
uh-huh.
And you got a supportive cast of buddies, and next thing you know, you think you can blow out a hot film, but it's hard as hell to make a good movie. I didn't get accepted to film school, though. I didn't get in. I wasn't good enough.
Oh, so what'd you do at Florida State?
I just took English and I took communications, which is sort of the same thing. Well, communications, the media production school.
And now you're doing a podcast, which is like
right. You're
putting your communications
degree
to work.
I am, but I think I learned more doing radio at WVFS Tallahassee, the fucking best college radio station in the universe. I learned all that stuff doing that. Mic technique,
Tallahassee?
The economy of words, Tallahassee. It's the capital of Florida.
Is that where the school was?
That's where the school was. That's where all the shit went down, the election. Remember the recount?
Were the Hanging Chad? Were you there?
I wasn't there. This is the funny story.
Chad Abelbrock?
That's when I was in Minnesota, when I was recovering from surgery. I was in Minnesota, so I missed all the action, man.
Oh,
I missed
man.
All the fucking action in Tallahassee. It's so depressing. Yeah, that would have been such a fun time to probably get arrested. Because
was there like protests and
it was,
stuff?
It was mad. It was absolutely a madhouse. I mean,
really?
Because I went down, I moved down there that semester after that hall, everything got resolved, you know. And there was the stories of basically every single possible dwelling in the whole city was taken out by reporters. It became like an encampment for reporters from all over the fucking world to live and. So all these businesses made shitloads of money off renting houses and furniture and cars and everything.
Did you rent out your dorm room bed to a reporter?
This was post-dorm, but I should have done that. I probably would have worked because it was a hotbed of activity. Remember that bitch?
That's a horrible fucking story.
That's Marin. God. Why did you do that? Now it's like we've got like this stream.
No, you had that was
cross.
A good story. I just click on.
Well,
random.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I know it's a great story actually. So, yeah, we're gonna
keep
edit.
Running your mouth.
Is that Lowell?
Keep
is that,
running your mouth.
Is that Lowell?
This is a win.
Lil Dubs.
It's hard to write a rap. I was trying to write a rap today just for fun.
I think you're good at rapping. You're good at writing them. I'm better at freestyling.
I like it to all fit into place like perfect.
I like it to just flop out like
you just
a big
like
old
to flop
fish.
It out.
I like
I
landing
can't
do a fish. That's what Wayne does, you know. Wayne doesn't write
I
down.
I know, he just sits there and gets real high and
he also practices a lot though. So
does.
If you practice a lot, it's like golf. If you golf all the time, you're probably gonna be good at golfing when you gotta golf for real. Because you can't write down a golf, right?
Here's
you can't
what I
write
have.
Down a golf.
Here's the line I wrote down so far. First things uno, I'm the best, you're the worst. I travel Sikorsky and you're in a hearse.
I like it. The chopper, Sikorsky chopper.
Oh, you know this? You know
oh, I
that?
I fucking know that shit. Sikorsky? That's the people who make the, I don't know, they think they make the Black Hawk, right? They make several weapons of war.
Well, they make some high-end
choppers. They make a
because when I was writing it, I'm like, what do rappers talk about? Sikorsky. They talk about, like, they have the best car. Or but I'm like, what's better than the best car?
The airplane.
I don't even drive a car. I'm flying a chopper.
I got my Sikorsky of Korsky.
Sikorsky of Korsky?
Of course she's got a Sikorsky. Oh, my God. It's Don Bowles Bogorsky. We're back here. You're from Chicago. You know a lot of skis, right?
Oh, there's a lot of skis.
Yeah.
Actually, my grandmother, she's a little Chukoski.
Chukoski, Bramanowski?
I am a part Polish guy.
Kaneshi? You're pretty Polish,
aren't
you?
There's Polish guys down there.
You're a Pole.
The south side.
You're a Polak.
You're damn right we're sluts.
Yeah, those Polak sluts, man. Get those Polak sluts up in cold-ass Poland. Poland's cold up there, isn't it? Warsaw? Cold as balls.
My grandfather had this...
Good rap?
He had a lot of Polish jokes.
Yeah. What were they making fun of if they weren't making fun of Poles?
I don't think he was even Polish. I think my grandmother was Polish.
Where
maybe
was
that's
he,
why he had the jokes.
Is he German?
He had this Swedish. He had this one that was like Swedish. It was like a. It said Polish handgun in a box, and then I'm like, okay, what's this? I open it up, and it's like a pistol, but the barrel is facing
the other direction.
At you.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Really funny.
It's a practical
joke. That's the kind of humor I grew up with.
And that's the kind of humor you do now. Practical jokes.
Well, I'm out.
How about some sounds? You got some beats in there? Can I hit this? Ready?
I'm your DJ.
Oh, my God.
Well, we just overdrove the
Don't press
levels.
That one.
It's weird it got louder when I
Because it's on a velocity sensitive.
So if I just tap it, what if I rub it? If I rub the number?
Come on, Doug.
Come on, Doug a mug. Okay, let's pause and play a song for people. Pausing. This is Doug's ambient music.
You recording?
Yeah.
I went to a coffee shop and brought my laptop and I was making this.
That sort of a Boards of Canada feel?
Kind of does, yeah.
Good old boards. It's kind of arrhythmic.
No, it's rhythmic.
Kind of arrhythmic. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. That's a bad thing. 1, 2. Just sounds kind of. Maybe it's because it's in mono. It's did you know you can?
There's some weird notes in there. I mean, it's just screwing around with it today.
Did you know you can only hear rhythm in your left ear?
Well, I don't think so.
It's true.
I doubt that.
Hey, yo. This is Doug. Doug
hey, Johnny.
Mug. Come to his house, free hugs. The worst pot. Yeah. I double my britches up. I threw up. I got a big hug in my coffee cup. Huh? Hiccup. Who the fuck's who the stick up? I got a big banknote inside my dick up. Ooh. I got an erection in my toes. Look at these hoes blowing on my nose. Huh? This is like a silly... Like circus rap beat.
It's the Megillah the Gorilla song.
What is that? What is Megillah
like
the Gorilla?
Some kind of cartoon or something.
Is that from Merry Melodies or is that a Hanna-Barbera?
Megillah Gorilla. He's a cartoon fool. Eating poon, yo.
Yeah.
Get some pho. Gonna get some Vietnam noodles.
I want some pho. I want the pho. You ooh-coo. Who could do? Look at this Kuruku. Cook-a-doo, snook-a-you.
Noodle bowl. Put some crabs in there.
Put some crabs. You heard my MF Doom impression?
Yeah.
Ooh, look what you could do. Who's a Pikachu could do? Pikachu, who you could do? I'm like a... That's basically
that
it.
That sounds like Dragon Boy Suede.
It does? Dragon Boy Suede. I gotta have him on the podcast. Oh, man. I can't believe I haven't had DBS on yet. DBS, a.k.a. Howard Kramer.
I can't believe he hasn't had us on his podcast yet.
Oh, okay.
Have you been on his?
Yeah, on Who Charted.
Uh-huh.
But that's not DBS. That's Howard and Kulop. You know what I mean?
Wait.
That's like a double unit. That's like a twofer. I'm talking about
Stay Ghetto.
The boy, the suede. Is DBS coming down to our tour, Doug? Our little mini stop? Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about this upcoming tour date. Tour stop.
Tour dot.
Tour doc.
We're having a tour dot.
We're having a tour doc coming up here, coming on down here.
We're gonna be in Del Mar, California,
which is kind of north of San Diego.
It's
a little bit
north of San Diego. There, it's like maybe Orange County.
Would you say it's closer to San Diego or to L.A.?
I think it's just the tip of San Diego.
So it's pretty much down there.
In San Diego. So Johnny and I will be out there as an art space.
Yep.
A friend of mine runs an art space.
Yep.
And, you know, she's got the artists come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they come in on the weekend and they do
going on down there.
They do shows. They drew their little drawings up
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, little drawings.
She wanted
some
to do a
big
comedy show. She asked me, you know some comedians.
That's good.
Probably put a show together.
Done some good shows down there. Okay, and, so who's it going to be now? It's going to be you, Doug.
I phoned up a couple of my
DJ
friends.
Doug
I
Pound.
Got myself. I got yeah. Johnny Pemberton.
Yeah, that's me here.
I got, we got, what's that, Brendan Walsh.
Oh, he's a funny
he's
guy.
Kind of, we got Lizzie Cooperman.
Oh, she's a funny girl.
Just added to the bill.
Just added. Got to spice it up.
Cornell Reed.
Cornell Reed. Wow. I'll tell you who likes hip hop is that guy. He could spit a verse, I bet. You know, he's got a. Did I ever tell you about that time we did a show together?
You think he can spit a verse?
So this is going to be down in, what's it called? Del Mar. Is that where we're
Del
going?
Del Mar, California.
That's,
yeah,
we know
can
what that
send
means,
you.
Right?
You can maybe put a link on your.
Yeah.
Well, there's a show. There's a flyer. There's yeah. There's a website.
Do you know
it's
what that
all,
means?
It's all available.
Do you know what that means there?
It means of the sea.
It means of the sea. It's around there right by the water. I'm going to put out a public note here. If you live in Chicago or Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine or Minneapolis or Seattle, go ahead and tell us. We'll come to a show for you. Me, Doug, Dragon Boy Suede, maybe Duncan Trussell.
We'll fucking
maybe
bring
Brendan Walsh.
Walsh. We'll bring Brent
Weinbach. Brent's always down to do stuff. Maybe get Rick Dre up in there. He's
oh,
my
Rick
if
Dre.
He's got
you know,
the
he's
time.
Too big now. He's not gonna.
No, he'll do it. He'll
you
do
know,
it.
These guys,
he
these,
loves
these
it.
Duncan Trussells, they don't need us.
No, Duncan will do it. Trussell, Trussell.
He wants to get all the cash for himself. He doesn't want to bring anyone with him.
I can't talk with
that
anymore.
That greedy little pig.
I once talked in that accent for a 45-minute drive to work in the morning with my friend, my old buddy.
Did I do a good one? I think
you did a good one.
I kind of did a good
one. That's
it was
your native
like a
tongue,
Wisconsin.
Right? Yeah, it's all the same. Really, it's all just a bunch of.
I think my parents were here all
Bullocks.
Week, so I got
oh, yeah.
a little.
Yeah, your dad's got that going on.
My parents
on, right?
have a little bit of that. Like my
hey,
mom says.
Dog.
How do you say the word bag? Say it.
Bag. Bag.
Bag. Yeah.
Yeah. Bag.
You know.
Bag.
You know, people like my mom or someone from Wisconsin says
how?
It. Big.
Big. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna go get some bagels.
No, bag.
Bagels.
Bang. Put it in a bag. Like, I didn't know what she was saying.
Put those
one
in a bag.
I'm like, a bag? Bag.
A bag? yeah, we're going to go put some bagels in the bag, and we're going to drink them down with some milk. Some milk?
No, but bagels is fine because you're not calling them bagels.
Well, maybe they do call them bagels. I don't
bagels.
Even know anymore how you do it.
Ah.
Up north? You have been on up to Brainerd there. You got a lot of fucking doors. Give me some fucking doors and get out of here. What the fuck? That's
I don't know.
A real lion tamer. So that show's going to be happening. That's going to be a great show. I think we should put
is
together.
Is this what a podcast is like?
What are you talking about?
Just, you know, we just talk about whatever and we do an accent for a while. And
we can. It's free form. It's a free
that's
form.
That's how you twist the wind, right?
Yeah, twisting the wind. It's just letting that wind come out of your mouth and twisting it around and seeing what happens.
Okay.
Wait.
Well, what do you mean?
I appreciate it.
You ask as though you don't, as though you don't know what a podcast is.
Why are all these people coming at me?
I thought a podcast was like you get like five people, no. and some of them are black, and everyone's yelling, and I don't get to talk. That's what I thought a podcast
no,
was.
I think most of the time it's just chatter. It's just chat.
Let's say something about black folk.
Who is that? That's a good sound. That's a good sound right there, man.
Oh, he's he's that guy that's like, I'd be thinking. You know what
know.
I'm saying?
There's a lot of
he's
people.
He's a very famous older black
it's
comedian.
It's not, what's his name?
What's
it's
his
not
name?
Red Fox, is it?
No, he's still around.
It's not Sinbad. Speaking of Sinbad, have you seen Sinbad special, like Where You Been?
No.
It's a recent special. He kind of, you know, it's his comeback special.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking hilarious.
Really?
It's so good. The first 15 minutes are ridiculously funny.
Wow, totally that's awesome.
I know. He's so good. He's like the kind of guy.
He was on the Eric Andre show.
I heard about that.
And
yeah,
he was hilarious.
He's a really funny guy.
Also, he looks the same.
Really?
From like, you know, they say black don't crack.
Right.
That's we've mentioned this theme on my podcast a lot because we get these, some of our guests.
They just look very.
They just look
ageless.
Youthful,
kind of.
Ageless. And yeah. they're like, I'm 50. And it's like, what?
Yeah, amazing look.
They look like they're 30 or, you know.
I heard a story of how Sinbad was at the Montreal Comedy Fest back in the day when he was he did the what's it called, he was a Fresh Face, or the thing I did a couple years ago.
Fresh Faces.
I think it's New Faces. I forget, but you know they have like eight or 12 people.
Come Done Faces.
It's Come Done Faces in Montreal.
New Facials.
And so he was there the same time Norm Macdonald was, right?
Uh-huh.
And Norm Macdonald is like freaking out, you know, rehearsing his jokes like over and over and over again, making sure they're real good. And Sinbad is friends with Norm. He's like, hey, Norm, come on with me. I gotta go buy some socks. And Norm's like, what? He's like, yeah, come on. I gotta go buy some socks. Come on. Let's go out with me to the store. So Norm goes out with him to the store, and Sinbad buys some socks and stuff. And he's just, you know, gregarious guy, loves to talk.
Dude.
And that night, they had their first showcase. You know, Norm's all freaking out, trying to make sure his jokes are good. And Sinbad goes up there and just fucking freeforms it, talking about going to buy socks with Norm, and crushes and destroys. Uh-huh.
And Norm's like sticking to the script.
Yeah, and doesn't have the best set.
Bullshit, Mr. Handman.
And that story may be partially incorrect because it's heard from like a third party, but still.
I think I've heard that story too.
Yeah, Sinbad's. Yeah, he's twisting the wind, man. I'd say he's the epitome of a wind twister.
You're the kind of comedian that just goes up there and freestyles, and
I like to as much as I can.
I like to have my jokes tightly written.
Yeah, but that's okay.
They gotta be all written on paper.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
And there's something wrong with that, man.
I don't know. I think there's benefits to both. I think that there's a lot of times when I fail because I don't prepare, and there's a lot of times, you know, it's different ends of the same spectrum.
Please.
You know, it's a thing where I think there's writer comedians and performer comedians, and some people are more of one or the other. You know.
Uh-huh. You need to pump up your pathetic number of Twitter followers.
Oh no, what is that?
I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking A, man. That makes me I get grossed out when I hear people worrying about their follower count. Something about
Part
that.
Twitter all-star.
Shit.
It's like it's gross. It's from a video of someone doing a
it's like a product.
Jose Canseco.
Jose. He's a good like, Twitterer.
I'm Jose Canseco.
He was on our podcast too.
He was?
Yeah.
Was it good? Is he as crazy
before you say
as he
anything,
seems?
Prepare to shut the fuck up.
He was great. I mean,
is he nuts?
He was a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but is he a little disconnected with things that go on around him? Is it drugs or what is it? Why is because he's disconnected?
Well, he definitely talked about all the drugs he did. I think you know,
not
steroids.
Just roids.
Roids.
But roids will fuck you up. Roids are a
he
real
He might
drug.
Have mentioned some of the other stuff. I don't want to like misquote him, but I think...
Oh, it's okay to misquote. That's what podcasts are all about. I misquote.
It's all about like third-hand information.
Yeah.
Like stories you've... Not, you know, not personal things, but stories you've heard on other podcasts. And you retell them here.
I was on
like,
Duncan's podcast.
We talk about the coffee that we heard on another podcast.
Right. Well, I heard it from Fraunfelder, though, man. I read about that shit. I was talking about William Gibson on Duncan's podcast, and I said something about his use of technology. And, of course, I get called out. But I didn't, I don't know. It was like I just didn't explain it to the degree I should have, but whatever. People love, that's what I love about podcasts and the internet. Is people love to correct you.
I don't
people
like
love
to,
correcting.
I'm so scared of saying anything with certainty.
So you should do the opposite. This is what I do.
But
this is my thing.
I shouldn't quit. I should nut up and just
you should
who
do
cares?
The opposite.
Just let it fly.
Well,
just let it fly.
This is what I say for the podcast is the whole purpose of this is to say things incorrect and let people correct me later on. Like I'll say 2 and 2 is 5. That's how much those numbers are when you add them together. And someone will later be, you said that 2 and 2 is 5. It is not. It is 4.
Am I wrong?
Thank you. Thank you for correcting. I stand corrected.
Then you can say,
get up off Twitter.
Get him off Twitter?
Get up off Twitter.
Do you think that's going to be a thing at some point, Doug?
Huh?
I think that'll be a thing at some point. Will there be like terrorists who are basically just shutting down people's Twitter accounts as opposed to like kill them? Like you die if your Twitter account gets suspended. It's like the new jail. It's cyber jail. You get your Twitter account suspended by some.
I have like 60,000 followers now. Right? And if my account got canceled, I would commit suicide.
You would? You wouldn't have to. You would kill you automatically.
But no one would know because I would
Why?
Because they couldn't find out what I'm up to on Twitter.
Oh.
People can't be like, Doug Pound is dead now. And
ow, Doug.
They'd be
ow,
like,
Doug.
Who is dead? And then they go click on it. It's like, that doesn't exist.
Who let the dog out?
Because it, you know why? It says user doesn't exist.
No way.
Yeah.
Twitter.
This user doesn't exist.
Twitter. You got to get the most followers. If you don't have the most followers you can, you are not relevant. You're not a good person. I will say, though, this is a thing I've noticed. You know when someone says something shitty to you? Something mean and shitty?
On like, Twitter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Their follower count is almost always below 10.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always nice to see. When someone says something like, wow, you really fucking hate me without knowing me. Oh, wait, no one cares about
well,
you whatsoever.
Well, also, they don't have their real name or their real picture.
Yeah, because there's haters. There's haters
who
are...
It's just called, like, Hamburger Man...
They're like,
420.
They're
and
snipers.
Then their picture is just like a picture of...
They're bile snipers. They're sniping that bile shot.
Yeah, their picture is like a picture of a dog or something.
Yeah, or like a bench. Or like a bunch of pixels. Bunch
it's
of
like,
pixels
yeah, it's not even anything. Usually, like, the worst of them...
Someone's mouth.
Is just like... it's just like this abstract, like, smear.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like
mm-hmm.
a shot of a out-of-focus light bulb. Or you get that egg.
Do you think Twitter's going to be around forever?
Get that egg?
That egg.
You know what I'm saying? When yeah, they don't have a picture, egg. They got that egg.
I got that egg. I think I want to go to the egg. I might go to the egg. Do you think I'll lose followers if I go to the egg? Ooh, I don't want to follow him.
I wonder who has the most. Is there anyone
with an egg?
Anyone with verified with that egg?
I bet they won't let you. I'm sorry, but we can't verify you with.
You know, I got verified.
You did.
And I don't even know why. I don't know why.
You have to do it. You have to submit it.
I didn't. Automatic. No, they just emailed me and they're like, "Would you like to get verified?"
Oh,
and
you said
like,
yes.
Sure.
Why did you say yes?
You know, I don't know because you know it seems like it was nice of them to offer it for me.
Oh, why?
What does it do? What could it hurt?
So they can use you to promote more ads. You
but who's
a tool of marketing?
I'm not
now.
Promoting anything.
You don't know it, man. You don't know it. You don't know what's happening out there. You don't know.
You know what? Barack Obama emailed me.
No, he didn't. What did he say? What did
well,
Barry say?
He direct messaged me on Twitter.
He did.
Yeah.
Wow. What did he say?
But I just thought he did it to everybody.
I didn't get a direct message. I follow him.
He said, you can help my campaign
follow Romney.
Today.
Romney
you know,
didn't
tweet
send
this
anything.
Or blah, blah, blah. And I didn't.
Wow. You know why I reached out to you? Because you're what they
I got
call.
That verified checkmark, baby.
It's what, you're what they call an influencer.
I bet there's people out there like, who the fuck's this asshole?
Who, Barry B?
Why is he. No, me. Like, well, who's this fucking guy with the check mark?
Why don't you, who gives
I tweet
a shit?
Way more. My jokes are way
my
better.
Tweets,
than
my tweets. My tweets. My tweets.
My tweets are way better.
Doug, well, Twitter.
I did feel like once I got that check mark, I'm like, shit, I better make some jokes now.
Yeah, you know what you should have done? You should have stepped off. You should not
step off and go to that
days.
Egg. I'm going to go to that egg.
I'm going to start stepping off for periods of time.
I do step off.
Withdraw. 3 days. Let it sizzle. Let it simmer in the crock pot.
Get above Twitter.
Doug, answer my question. Will Twitter be around forever? As long as you live.
You were fucking some other people, right?
Will it be around as long as you live?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because as soon as I get kicked off, I'm not going to live anymore.
Oh, trick question. let's wrap things up here. About the time to wrap things up.
Okay.
What sort of movies should I tell people to see on your behalf? Anything people should watch? Anything people should listen to? See, a lot of podcasts, they'll say, you check him out on Twitter, check out his website, but I want to hear your recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Don't follow me. Unfollow me on Twitter, actually.
You can unfollow Doug
unfollow
on Twitter.
Unfollow me at Doug Pound. Unfollow me because I'm going to be going to that egg, and I'm going
to
be...
I'm
my jokes
go
are going to be dropping off.
I'm going to the egg. I'm going to
I'm
the
verified,
egg
and, you know, therefore, I'm basically fucking...
You're part
sold.
Of the new movement.
I'm sold out.
You're deeply sold.
Sold out, and... it's just like, you know, I'm just basically target.
Let's get a recommendation here. Let's get three recs.
Okay, well, I saw a movie called Forks Over Knives.
Right, we heard that already.
Did I?
Yeah, you talked about that. Doug, we talked about that an hour ago.
I literally have
the
brain power of an idiot. Well, because you know why?
Are you scarfed?
I knew I just was talking about it because I just bought it for my mom. So I thought
you
maybe...
You bought her the movie?
I bought her the movie.
Why?
Because
you
want to
educate her, right?
She was talking about, you know, health problems and they're like 70 now. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know, maybe this diet would help her. So I bought it for her.
That's a
I just bought
thing.
It on Amazon for her today and just mailed it to
nice.
Her.
Nice. Oh, so what
I would
should
recommend,
people buy?
I would recommend...
So put these in the show notes. People can buy them on Amazon. And to help out Twisting the Wind.
go to...
Don't tell them to go to. I'll tell them.
Well, I'm just saying, if you go to my favorites on my YouTube channel...
See, but this
These aren't even my things. I'm not. There's nothing of mine on there. Just some great skate vids, and there's some great music
Some
videos.
Great skate vids, okay.
There's this music I just bought. This fucking awesome called Sowido Sounds. Is that what it's called? No, it's not.
Oh, I've got a bunch of those. Yeah, it's
No, Sowido. It's not Sowido Sounds.
Oh, those are good, though. That's some South African shit. Soweto. Soweto. Oh. Look at you. You're locked out of your own goddamn iTunes.
Didn't I send it to you?
You did send it to me. You don't get sued by the Delphonics for singing just that little line there.
Okay. Sotho Sounds.
S-O-T-H-O Sounds.
I also have another recommendation.
Turning junk into funk, which is kind of a stupid slogan, but I'll take
no,
it.
No, because they do. Their instruments are homemade.
But it rhymes, so it's... You know,
there's an album by Francis Bebe, B-E-B-E-Y.
Okay.
And he's like an African.
La Condition Masculine.
He's an African musician. I think he lived in France for a while.
Play a little piece of it.
And he did some electronic music.
Play it.
Okay, here's one example.
Play a little chunk. Francis Bebe.
It's loading
Agatha.
Up. This is called Agatha.
1976. A very good year for music of this type.
It's very repetitive guitar music.
Ooh, beautiful.
And there's some like kick-ass synths in there.
Wonderful.
And it'll load up soon.
God.
But we're going to have to keep talking through it.
Do you remember Gifts of Finest Wheat?
Oh my God. Fucking skip this ad in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Let's watch the full ad. It's a minute. It's a 6-minute ad.
I don't know if I can handle it. I'm going to pause it.
Oh my God. This is driving me fucking nuts.
What's wrong with your connection,
Joe is probably uploading like fucking 17 gigs of shit.
Tell him to stop it. Tell him to get his own connection.
Do I have baby? Get the fuck out of here.
Baby.
Fuck you.
Okay, I think this isn't meant to be. Oh, it's happening. This is our ad, I believe, Doug.
Oh, I have it.
Gosh.
Okay.
This is so difficult.
Fuck this shit. I actually have it on my list.
Isn't technology a great savior?
Are we back?
We've been back. We haven't left.
Okay.
Play it.
Well, this song is called The Coffee Cold. Well, I'll play this one.
Just play it. Okay, this is electronic.
Well, it's not electronic yet.
Oh, that's real. It sounds like a drum machine.
That's definitely like some kind of synth.
Yeah, it's half and half, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll put this in the show notes. Get it out, bro.
I got that tumor.
Okay, so let's wrap it up here. I want you to teach me about the meaning of the word scarfed. I learned that from
scarfed.
You. And the first time I heard about that was from you. And I think it's such a cool word. So tell me that story and then tell me how you learned it. I think it's in San Francisco, right? I'm going to jog your memory. I think it was
in San
Francisco.
San Francisco maybe 7 years ago.
Okay. Yep.
I was in a band called TV Sheriff and the Trail Buddies.
Which is awesome.
Look them up.
It's amazing shit.
It's you kind of had to see them live to appreciate it, because the YouTube videos are like, you know, you have to. The live show was kind of exciting. I dressed up in a pink gorilla costume, and the sheriff dressed like a sheriff, and he had a sampler, video sampler with sounds on it, and it was like this live TV remix band.
You guys opened for Beck.
We did open for Beck a couple times.
So you're in San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco doing a show, and this friend of the sheriff, he was like a little older than us, and he was married and had a kid, and his wife and kid were out of town.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to go get some drugs. I'm going to get them all.
Get all the drugs.
And I don't think I'd ever witnessed like a drug transaction. I think I've seen people buy pot and stuff, but like I didn't. He was like going to get all these crazy drugs I never heard of. That was the first time I heard of Molly.
Ooh.
And we go to Golden State Park.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful park, right?
And I'm thinking, like, this guy, he's not going to just go into some random park and just buy drugs.
But he did.
And it was straight out of, like...
It's like a movie.
It was like a movie or a TV. It was like a TV show when there's, like, the drug dealer is there.
Mm-hmm.
We just walked into the park. Some girl with no shoes on is like, hey, what do you guys want, Molly? We got mushrooms. And he's like, I want all of that. And she had like pulled out a handful of mushrooms, like not even in a bag, and just gave it to him out of her pocket.
Oh, jeez.
And then he bought
Some E?
Some ecstasy and like, and they were like, these were double stacked China presses.
That is the name of the episode. Double stacked China presses. Okay, so yeah.
So, you know, I'm not a crazy druggie, but, you know, when in Rome. I think I took some of the mushrooms.
Double stacked Chinas.
And then, like, you know, things got crazier. And then I took some of the double stacked Chinas. There was some other stuff that I took. And then, we ended up at some, like, hotel. You know, like one of those party hotels?
Yeah, like the W, or some shit. Like the standard.
It was not even like that. It was like lower rent than that. Okay. This was like in a crappy Tenderloin district or something like that.
Dangerous.
And we just crashed some, like, it was like a bachelorette party. Or like someone was getting married and they had a party. And I didn't know these people at all. But meanwhile, I am on like 3-4 types of drugs that I've never tried before. And just like super loud, out of my mind. Talking really loud. And I keep getting kicked out. And, I don't keep getting kicked out. I keep getting like, quiet down. We're going to get kicked out. Go over there. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like talking to my friend and I'm like, whisper. And then all of a sudden I get loud again. And I'm like, everything's hilarious. And then like, there was like two other guys that were like also hanging out with me and my friends. And then finally the hotel guy's like, okay, I'm sorry, but he was being very nice. He wasn't like bouncing me out of there, but he's like, you have to go now. And I kind of was like, oh shit. Everyone was like inside the hotel room.
Yeah.
And I was like outside the door and he's like standing there pointing and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And then I just kind of like walked. And then these two other guys were like, followed me out. Like, oh, we'll come with you. We'll help you out. And then I'm like, just trying to focus and like, I'm going to get a cab. And there was like such a nasty neighborhood. Like all these like zombie dudes were walking around. So I'm like waiting for a cab and these two guys are talking to each other and it just occurred to me that they were gay.
Right.
And they were having a discussion about which one of them was going to take me home.
Ooh.
That's what I think was going on.
Okay. We don't know for sure, but we think.
And, you know, it started, you know, when you're on drugs and you're like, oh shit, this is fucking weird.
Right.
You're paranoid. Things just got so weird and paranoid. And I was like, are they going to try to take me home? And, you know, I have to like handle myself. I don't want anyone to be helping me and like
babysitting you.
Yeah. I just had to like assume.
You just don't want to get taken advantage of.
I didn't want to get taken advantage of.
Right.
And I knew I was a little out of my mind. So, I'm just like standing there waiting for a cab, kind of like ignoring them. I just kind of like had this realization where like, I just got to figure this out. I'm going to get a cab. I got this myself. I'm cool. I remember the name of the hotel. A cab comes up miraculously and there's like crazy homeless people all around.
Zombies.
And it was like in a weird like Skid Row kind of location. Anyway, so the cab comes and I'm like, I knew where the hotel was. I just told the guy. I'm like, okay, see you guys. And then the one guy insisted. He's like, no, you're on the way to my house. We're going to share a cab. We got this. I'm like, no, I got it. I'll pay for it. He's like, no, I insist. I'll pay for the cab.
Okay. So you jumped in.
So we're just sitting in there and he's like, I forgot what he said. Like, so you're staying at this, you're staying where again? You know, he's like having small talk with me. And I just looked at him and I go, look, man, I just got to go to my room and that's all I'm going to do by myself. And he goes, you scarfed? And I go, I scarfed. And I knew exactly what that meant.
Yeah, which basically means you just ate too many drugs. You ate all the drugs.
Yeah,
And your mind is blown. You're just like, are incapable of, you're blasted.
Yeah, so I never did that again.
Yeah, scarfed. Doug?
Don't scarf kids.
Don't scarf adults. Thanks for listening to Twisting the Wind. This was your guest, Doug Lussenhop. Soon to return again, I know it. Thanks for being here.
Unfollow me on Twitter.
Unfollow him on Twitter. And if you get a chance, hack his computer and steal his money. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.